quickly for 5 minutes, and then we'll end. 5 minutes more. This week's parsha, we learn, you'll connect all the dots. We learn about, it'll take 5 minutes, this whole thing. We learn about a bris milah of the child of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had Gershom and Elazar, and he did not perform a bris milah on his child and Eliezer. And then they go out, they return to Egypt, and he takes his child with him, and the serpent was about to swallow up and swallow Moshe Rabbeinu. It had been all over. It was curtains for Moshe Rabbeinu. And Tzipora right away understood what's going on. And what did she do, Tzipora? She realized it was in punishment for not doing a bris milah. And what did she do? She took out the tsar, the rock, the flintstone, and she did a bris milah. Okay, there's a lot of drush on this. Just because Avraham Avinu did, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do a bris milah, he has to die? And the whole mission is going to come to an end? So this is drush, okay, and it's really important what we learned today. There are two leaders in Klal Yisrael, Moshe and Avraham Avinu. Moshe's mission of Torah is only built upon the foundation of the Avos. What did the Avos leave us? The legacy of Eretz Yisrael, 13 brisos, Hashem made with the Avos 13 covenants. And where does it say the word bris 13 times as well? Bris Milah. Bris Milah is the covenant of the Avos. You're going on a mission of Torah, without paying homage to the Avos, forget it, you're a goner. You don't even start. The mission of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Ta'avdunes Elokim Alohar Azeh has to be built upon a foundation of the Avos. And the Avos are Bris Milah. Vayomol Avraham es Yitzchak Binoi. So how dare you enter the land of Egypt when you have not yet done the bris milah, paid homage, recognition that everything that about your existence is built upon the foundation of Avraham Avinu? Okay, that's Yisoy number one. Yisoy number two, what did Tzipora use for the bris milah? A rock. So why don't we use rocks today for a bris milah? Why don't we use rocks today? A flintstone. They're probably plastics. They're probably other things they would probably use today. I don't know the technology. Who knows? I don't know that. Probably if you go into a surgical suite in a hospital, I'm willing to bet that they're using types of materials that you can't even imagine. There must be technology. I don't know. They use lasers. They cut today with different types of. They don't use iron, that's for sure. No one is using iron to cut today. Not even a mile. They're using steel. They use steel, special type of reinforced steel, very special material is custom made for surgical tools. And I have no doubt in my mind that with technology, they're probably using lasers today. They're probably using things that we can't even imagine in the most advanced type of surgeries. Whole new thing. Yep.
Not a later should have an alphabet. When a child has no bris, they use a rock.
They use a rock?
Stone.
They use a stone.
By the cemetery.
By a cemetery, a baby. So they, instead of using a knife, they use a stone in the cemetery for a baby that was a stillborn. Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, but in any event, so where did it come? The minute to use a barzel? It's an amazing bar. Who would want to use barzel today? Barzel. No one would even dare use barzel today. Barzel is not sharp. It's very hard, almost impossible to sharpen iron. Very, very difficult to sharpen iron. It came from David HaMelech. How did it come from David HaMelech? Goliath. Goliath comes out and he says he's mechorif umegadeh to the Ribono Shel Olam. So what did David do? Sure, they didn't know what to do with this guy. This guy Goliath was arch enemy number one. What do with him? So David Shaul said, anyone who goes and kills Goliath gets my daughter in marriage. David said, what a great shidduch opportunity. Okay? This is going to end the shidduch crisis. I'm going to go out to war, to the army. I'm going to kill Goliath. I'm going to get a shidduch. He goes out and he takes 5 stones. This is what I want, 5 stones. And the five stones miraculously turn into one stone. Who's the first person that had that miracle?
Yaakov.
Oh. Vayomal Avraham es Yitzchak Benoi. What about Yaakov? Yaakov, he made a shvuah to Hashem, and Yilchim Modi. If you'll be with me, the Ribbon Shalom. And then it says he took the stone. What stone? There were 12 stones. When he went to sleep at night, he had 12 stones. Those 12 stones miraculously turned into one stone. And that one stone is the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. For Even Hazois, Asher Samti Matseva Yihye Beis Elokim. To whom to this miracle was repeated? David HaMelech. David HaMelech had five stones. And it says in the Medrash, the five stones became one. And he threw it, he shot it at Goliath. Goliath was wearing a coat of mail, armor, out of Barzel. Barzel is not one of the materials that is part of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Parash Truma, you build the Mishkan, there is no Barzel. Barzel is lethal. It's used to kill. It's not part of the Mishkan, not part of the Beis HaMikdash. You have gold, copper, silver, all the materials, but not Barzel. David threw this one stone that became one against the iron of Goliath. And it was a deal, negotiation. If you will allow yourself to bend, to be penetrated, we will reward you. That we will use the Barzel for Mikanu Lahaba, for Bris Milah. And the Barzel said, it's Kedai. I'll be Meichel on my covet. I will allow the stone to penetrate and the Barzel will be used for Bris Milah. Now, there are a lot of very fascinating things in that. And that's why, halacha l'maisa, today we use Barzel. The truth is we don't use Barzel. That's very bizarre. We use steel. It's a derivative of Barzel. Shechita, what kind of knife do we use? Steel. Who invented steel? I mean, it was invented in the year probably 1000. It was not available to, we didn't have a discussion. It was not available for the masses until much later. Who was the one? Shechita was done with what? Shechita was done with Barzel, and who was the one who changed it? The Baal Shem Tov. Pili Ploim, they were very angry. They wanted Chodosh Osam in HaTorah. You cannot learn a Gemara in Chulin unless you understand that the Sakin, the Gemara, when it talks about Shechita, is discussing a knife of Barzel. Because if you try to learn the laws of Shechita with a knife of steel, nothing makes any sense. Because steel, you do one shot, you do one movement, bird's dead, bird's done. An animal, you could do it with one and a half with steel. If you use a knife of iron, you're going to be going back and forth for 10 minutes until the animal dies. You cannot sharpen barrels, it doesn't work. It's a whole different nature. The whole Gemara could be understood when you understand. Whole different world. Any event, Barzel, the derivative is steel. But the Chiddush is, what is Barzel all about? Barzel in Chazal is protection. Protection. We use an item, it's a very fascinating concept. We use today, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, an item whose tafkid in this world is protection. To be the object that performs on a child the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah, why do you do a Bris Milah? The Rambam says something very fascinating. I don't think medically we all know what this means. Maybe we do. I think someone told me we do. It's accepted in medicine. It's fine. The Bris Milah in Talmud Chazal, it took away a degree of taiva. The Rambam says this, and medically it appears to be true. Through the Bris Milah, you remove the foreskin, you remove a whole collection of nerves. Which enhance, which are taiva. It takes away taiva, and this serves as a shmira to a person. It protects him from losing control of the Yetzirah. So the whole essence of Bris Milah is shmira. That's why it's called Shmira Sabris. We also say Shoivavim. That's also what I'm talking about. Today, Parashat Shemois is the first of what's called Shoivavim. Or Shuvu Vanim Shoivavim. Shoivavim. And these parashos focus on the inyan of Bris Milah, which is protection. The point I want to make is, Barzel is an object whose essence is to protect. it has been selected to be the choice material to do bris milah, not by accident. Because the essence of bris milah is called shemira. That's what shemir habris. Shemir, we are in the nuschat tefillah, shemir habris. That's, and whom did this whole story come about through? A story that takes us back to Yaakov Avinu, the only place we find ever in Chazal such a mitzias of stones coming together as one is Yaakov Avinu. And what did Yaakov Avinu say? Yidar Yaakov Nedelimar, he made a neder. Im Yelakim Imadi Ushmarani Baderech Hazeh Asher Onochi Holech. You will guard me. The whole Bakasha's Shemira. V'ho'even Hazois. This stone will be the Beis Elokim. What's the Even? It was 12 stones, which miraculously turned into one stone. The only other place in Chazal where multiple stones turned into one was David HaMelech. He took the 5 stones, it turned into one. He shot it at the armor. The armor is to protect Goliath. And the armor said, you know what? I'm not going to protect Goliath. Penetrate me. And in reward, you're going to use what my tafkid is of Shemira, my goal of Shemira, for Klal Yisrael to be the object of the ultimate Shemira, the Shemira Sabris, which is the whole theme of the next couple of weeks of Shoivavim, of to be a Shoimer. All of these things, it's amazing how all of these pieces of the puzzle, they go together. Barzal is Shmira. Yaakov Avinu was a bakash of Shmira with the miracle of the stones coming together. David threw a stone, 5 stones. They all came together. The metal was penetrated. And we use that Mikanul Haba as the choice item to bring the ultimate Shmira Sabris. That's what I wanted to say. Have a good day.